I'll tell you right now, some people will find the next 4 minutes disturbing. In 2010, a Tunisian fruit seller set himself on fire in an act of rage against the country's dictatorship. His action shocked Tunisians into mass demonstrations and sparked the Arab Spring. Since then, self-immolation has become a common form of suicide among Tunisians. NPR's Ruth Sherlock went to Tunisia to find out why.
Life in the rural town of Sidi Bouzaid revolves around the main square. And in the center of that square is a huge sculpture of a fruit cart carved out of rock and clay. It's a monument to Mohamed Bouazizi, the fruit seller who set himself on fire in 2010 after police from Tunisia's harsh regime confiscated his cart. The whole Middle East knows about Mohamed Bouazizi, but they don't know about Touti Farid. I meet Farid at a town less than an hour from Sidi Bouzaid, on the steps of the city hall where he set himself on fire in December of 2016.
I poured the gas all over myself and my shirt caught fire. My jeans stuck to my burnt flesh.
Farid spent 7 months in the hospital, but many others like him died. In fact, 7 years since Bouazizi's famous self-immolation, the practice has become grimly commonplace. It's now one of the main methods of suicide in Tunisia, says Mehdi Ben Halil, a doctor at the Charles Nicolle Hospital in Tunis who studies the phenomenon.
I can tell you that we still have more than 3 times more self-immolation than before the revolution.
Halil says that in the months immediately after the 2011 revolution, the spike in cases could have been explained by what's known as the copycat effect, imitations of a widely publicised act. But it's continued. And in 2016, the main hospital burn unit in Tunisia admitted 104 people who had set themselves on fire. This is now also about poverty, says Halil.
People were expecting a lot. Just after the revolution, they were waiting to improve themselves, to improve their economic capacities, and slowly they were losing hope.
Today, unemployment is at 15%. Often, says Halil, people set themselves on fire to get the attention of government officials who control jobs. That's like the case of Touti Farid, the 38-year-old immolation survivor who we spoke with. He graduated in computer science but couldn't find work despite years of trips to the city hall for a public sector job. He says the local government promised him some, but they never came through. And private sector jobs are even more scarce.
November came and left, December came and my situation didn't change, and my mother fell sick. They cut off my electricity and I couldn't pay the bill.
Something snapped inside Farid.
I was helpless. I couldn't afford my mother's health care, I couldn't pay my electricity bill, and I have no work, and the local government humiliated me.
So he went to the city hall and set himself on fire in the lobby.
I wanted them to know I did this to myself so they would feel responsible.
Both his legs are covered in painful skin grafts and scars. Many Tunisians who set themselves on fire and survive say they regret the act. But Farid says he still feels so hopeless that he can't promise he won't do it again. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Sidi Bouzaid.